We are the church. John chapter 20 verse 19 through 31 and 1 John chapter 1 verse 1 through chapter 2 verse 2. What do you think about the church? One of the oldest building in this town? One of the tallest building in this town? When we think about the church, we mostly call to mind the external appearance of its building, such as a particular type of architecture, a high steeple with the cross on the top, looking at each other's face. This reminds us of the lyrics of the hymn, "We Are the Church," which we will sing all together as the final song today. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. Right. The church is not a building, it is people. You and me, and we are the church, the community of faith. Today's gospel story may be very familiar to you, especially as the story of doubting Thomas. But today, based on this text, I would like to point your attention more to the mission of the church. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared to Mary, but she could not recognize him. Again, in today's gospel, Jesus appeared to his disciples. Even after his death, they still continued to meet in the upper room where they had the last supper with him. But after his death, the mood of their meeting was totally changed. They were seized with fear because they knew the intense bitterness of the Jews and Romans who had brought Jesus to death on the cross. And they were afraid that their turn would come next. So they locked the door and they were listening fearfully for every step on the stairs and for every knock at the door. While they were meeting in terror, Jesus suddenly appeared in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." Actually, "peace be with you" was a common everyday Middle Eastern greeting. However, this time, "peace be with you" was far more than just a normal greeting. It was special comforting words from God, which meant God would give them every good thing in the midst of their fearfulness. After that, Jesus showed them his hands and his side, and then he gave the disciples the mission that the church had to continue. In John 20, 21, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." This sounds very simple, but it has multiple meanings. Basically, it shows the origin of the mission of the church. Jesus was sent to the world by God as his messenger. Although this job demanded of him a lot of sacrifices, Jesus carried this weight with perfect obedience and perfect love. And Jesus sent his disciples into the world as his messenger and instrument for the world. The church can fill its mission only when it perfectly loves and perfectly obeys Jesus as he did to God. To continue his mission, Jesus Christ really needs the church even after his vacancy. As Paul said many times in the New Testament, the church is the body of Christ. Jesus was sent to the world by God to deliver the message for all people. But soon, he had to go back to God. Although Jesus was no longer in the world, his message should be continued. And this is only possible through the church. So, as the body of Christ, the church should become a mouth to speak for Jesus and hands and feet to do his work consistently. At the same time, the church needs Jesus too, because without Jesus, the church has no message to deliver. Without Jesus, the church has no power and no authority. Without Jesus, the church has no one to turn to in the midst of doubt and difficulty. Without Jesus, the church has no reason to exist. Without Jesus, the church has nothing. And the other text we read today, 1 John, tells us how and why we have to testify the word of life, which is Jesus Christ. Testifying that Jesus is the word of life sent by God is the mission of the church, which is the followers of Christ. Think about what the gospel came from. It is all about the piling up of eyewitness accounts of Jesus Christ. They shared what they have seen with their eyes, what they have looked at and touched with their hands, so that the people can have fellowship with each other and with God, and so that their joy may be complete. This is exactly what the church needs to do. Speaking testimony to the world by sharing what we have seen, what we have heard, and what we have experienced. You may think that I have never had a chance to see, hear, and experience Jesus, so I have nothing to share. Then think about who made you be blind and deaf to Jesus. Was it somebody else or yourself? See the disciples of Jesus. They could not recognize Jesus when he appeared to them after the resurrection. They just locked the door in fear. This may be the reflection of your interior heart. You may think that you can believe the resurrection of Jesus only if you see, look at, and touch the body of resurrected Jesus. But Jesus is no longer in the midst of us. Then, does it mean that we lost any chance to believe him? No, although he is no longer with us as a physical body, he gave the Holy Spirit to us, so that he is always with us and working through us and working in us. This means that there are still tons of ways to see, hear, touch, feel, and experience Jesus Christ. By the word of God, one person is transformed, and that person finds a new life in Jesus Christ. And because of this person, the town is transformed. And finally, the whole world is transformed. And this person is not somebody else. You don't have to looking for that person from outside of the church building, but that is just you. You and me. We all are the main characters in this miracle story in Jesus Christ. And we are ready. We're called by God for this work. I hope this church brings up many more new people who will be the main characters of the miracle story in Jesus Christ. This is my dream and the reason why I serve the ministry of Christ. According to our United Methodist Church's Christian roots, there are four core values for understanding the church. First one is, the church is the body of Christ, an extension of Christ's life and ministry in the world today. As I mentioned, as a church, we are the body of Christ. So each one of us should be part of his body by serving as a mouth to speak for Jesus and hands and feet to do his ministry consistently here and now for the whole world. Secondly, the mission of the church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Let us be the transformed disciples of Jesus Christ first, so that we can share vividly what we can see and what we already have seen and what we have heard and what we have experienced and what we will see more. Then we can make more disciples through this testimony, and finally we can transform the world altogether. The first thing that we need to do is do not be afraid to be transformed. Thirdly, the church is the communion of saints, a community made up of all past, present, and future disciples of Jesus Christ. Think about what makes the communion of saints possible. Because sometimes it sounds impossible, but it's possible. When we gather together as the church for worship, we are closely connected with all the saints above, bound together with them by the presence of God and love of God. Fourthly, the church is called to worship God and to support those who participate in its life as they grow in faith. Some people may misunderstand the church as a community of perfect people who has no sin, no wound, no anger, no fear, and no suffering. No. Rather, church is more like a hospital for sinful, broken, wounded, and vulnerable people who are slowly being made well in Jesus Christ. You don't have to be perfect, and you don't have to be holy to come to Jesus, because He welcomes you just as you are. All of us here are in the process. We are slowly being transformed and being made well as we follow the light of Jesus Christ. No one is perfect, but we are in process. Once we are in the full of darkness, now we get more close to the light of Jesus Christ. All we need to do is just reflect His light by sharing what we have seen, what we have heard, what we have felt, and what we have experienced, so that others may find His light more easily through us. Last week, I gave you some holy homework. Praying for those whom God has put into your heart and sharing the Easter message by saying, Christ is risen, Christ is risen. Giving a mini bottle of living water. I don't know whether you did it or not, but I just want us to remember the joy that we have found at church last Sunday as we see a lot of people in our worship service. If we just stop there, we cannot make our joy be complete. The writer of 1 John said that we are writing these things, the testimony, so that our joy may be complete. Now, taking one more step is your job, and it will make your joy be complete and our joy be complete. Look all around where you are at now. House, school, workplace, store, park, streets, all kinds of social meetings. Lions Club, Rotary Club, Senior Center, Legions, and any social meetings. There are so many people who are thirsty for God's love. Even some of them don't know they are thirsty. Do not be afraid. Just reflect the light of Jesus Christ through your words and actions with your prayer. Do not be afraid. Remember the meaning of peace be with you. God will give you every good thing in midst of fearfulness. Be bold to share the word of life with others. They will find a new life through you. Let us be the church, the body of Jesus Christ all together. We are the church. Peace be with you. Amen.